Father, we come out from among them to come to the temple of the living God. Come before the threshold, the living doorway, where the glory standeth. We enter into the glory of your temple. We enter into the light. We enter into the grace. We enter into the pavilion of grace. I see the pillars on the walls. We enter into the pavilion of grace. We move in to the throne of grace to ask for grace today. That we don't operate by our might, by our power. We operate by your Spirit, by the seven spirits of God. It's not by might. That's the word of Zechariah 4. It's not by power. It's by the seven spirits of God. It's by the seven eyes of the Lord. It's by the seven horns of authority. We ask for grace today. To be clothed in the grace. We present the eye of our heart to you. The basis by which we see all things. We ask you to circumcise the eye of our heart. Cut away the flesh. Cut away the world. Cut away distraction. You're our high priest, Lord. You cut away, separating the winnowing fork that is in your hand, separating the chaff, separating the distraction, separating the fogginess, separating grant us eyes to see, grant us ears to hear. Grant our eye to be full of light, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of the Lord would fill our eye of our heart with light, be flooded with light, flooded we may know the hope of the calling and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance. This is an inheritance in itself. The inheritance to see. The inheritance of a divine intelligence, omniscience. The inheritance to take dominion and those things that we see. We ask for grace to operate in this. We ask to be prepared to receive the operation of the seven eyes. We come into the garden of lilies today. Oh, the Cali white lilies. They're all in bloom. So full of glory, so resolute, so still. There's no toil in this garden. There's no spinning. We don't operate by toil. We don't operate by spinning. We don't operate under the influence of fear and anxiety. We operate under the influence of the kingdom of rest. You bring our heart into the rest. You bring our hearts. We cleave to the lilies. We cleave to the rest. We cleave. You perfect those things that are concerning us. You perfect them, Lord. We cleave to the light, to the grace of stillness, to the grace of rest. You flood our heart with rest. You flood our bodies with the rest. You flood our spirit where your burdens being lifted from the heart, burdens being lifted from the mind. Burdens being lifted. The absence of all anxiety. Perfect peace. Perfect peace. Peace is the governor of our heart and our minds. You keep with us in perfect. Peace is the governor. Peace is the governor. peace is the governor. Keep us in perfect peace. Clothe us. Clothe us. We lay down in the garden of the lilies. We lay down in perfect rest. The absence of all care, of all burden. We lay down. We cannot do this without you. We cannot function. We cannot walk as kings, taking authority in Mammon's gates without your seven spirits. It's not by our might. It's not by our power. It's by the seven spirits of God. We've labored to enter into the rest. We cease from our own toil, from our own works, from our own ways, our own understanding. We trade our understanding for yours. We surrender ours that we may have yours. Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, having the omniscience of the Father with you. You stood dumb before the shears. You opened not your mouth. You died the penalty of it that day for not giving a defense that we may have, knowing the thoughts and intentions of every heart in that room. You sacrificed your wisdom for us. You stood dumb, Lord, that we might have your omniscience. As an act of substitution, you substituted yourself in our place, that we'd have the wisdom of God made available to us in every situation, every circumstance. Omniscience, marketplace omniscience, marketplace omnipresence. Church omniscience. Father's house omniscience. Omnipresence in ministry. Omniscience in ministry. Omnipotent dominion in ministry. Omnipresent in the political realm. Omniscience. In the political realm, that you take us into the enemy's war rooms, that we may know what his plans are before his assignments release. We already know. We're already prepared. Grant us thy seven eyes. Day. Grant us thy seven spirits of God to see the operations of omnipresence, the operations. We're aware that you're with us. Oh, seven spirits of God, we're aware of the operations of omnipresence. We're aware of the operations of omniscience. We're aware of the operations of omnipotent dominion. It is our inheritance. You clothe us in the seven spirits of God. You clothe our heart. You clothe our mind. You clothe us in omniscience. Wisdom. It is the principal thing. By me kings reign. By me princes decree justice. I lead paths of right decisions to cause all those that love me to inherit substance. By me is the knowledge of witty invention. You rule and we reign. wisdom. We come to the table of wisdom. She has built her house, hewn out the seven pillars, the seven inheritances sitting on her table. Oh, look at that. Seven pillars and seven inheritances on her table. Prepared her beast, she's mingled her wine. Come, eat my bread. Drink of my wine. Come, come. Forsake foolishness. Forsake your own understanding. Forsake your own ways. Come to the table of my inheritance. I see a new table of inheritances. Those seven inheritances are in wisdom's table. Dunamis. Generational wealth. The gold is mine, the silver is mine. My price is far above rubies, far above Inanima Kusandi Kiriyas the omniscience. Might, honor, cause all those that love me to inherit substance of the world, to inherit glory, tables full of glory, tables full of glory. Eat, drink of that which is prepared freely. Receive. We come to the table of wisdom to eat, to drink, partake. We drink. We eat. We partake. We receive the fullness of this table, the glory of this table. You prepared a table before us, right in the presence of our enemies. A table to see, to understand, to know. A table that calls us to inherit. A table causes us to walk in the high places of the earth. A table in which all her ways are ways of pleasantness. And all her paths are peace. Solomon found this table. He found the seven spirits of God. He found you, wisdom. He found you, Holy Spirit. He found you, O seven spirits of God. He found your eyes to see. He found your all-knowingness. He launched you, the greatest known businessman in the world. He launched him as a poet. Launched him as a priest. It launched him as a king. Launched him with such an exceeding great favor. Before his fall, there was no one like him. You made him that way. He found you. Your price is far above the rubies of the world. Wisdom, you are the prince. Without you, we'll never fulfill our calling. We will rule and reign by you. We will decree justice through you. We love you. We love all of your ways. We see you now. After all this time, there you are. I see you in the book of Proverbs, O seven spirits of God. I see you. I see the seven eyes that were with Solomon to look into nature and write about the principles of wisdom. I see. Granting the knowledge of witty invention. I see you. I see your table. I see the meat that you give us and the wine that you prepared for us. The joy and the mirth and the gladness of heart you giveth us. That you cause us to walk in the high places. That you cause us to walk in the ways of pleasantness and paths of peace. That you bring us into a place of honor. You bring us into a place of blessing. I don't understand how I'm seeing all this right now, Father. All these years. I'm seeing the same seven eyes and seven spirits of God. I see them threaded, interwoven through the book. The Proverbs. I see them as this glorious woman of wisdom. There with the Lord when he created the earth. There with the Lord when he set the boundaries of the sea. There with the Lord when he commissioned the waters. There with the Lord is one brought up with him. Daily his delight. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. Your delights are with the sons of men. You delight in being with us. I just heard him say, what was done with Benny Hinn was only a forerunner of his introduction to the Holy Spirit. It was a forerunner to a whole global army that will awaken with healing in their wings. All of the revelation of the seven spirits of God. Every inheritance will come forth, says the Spirit of the Lord. An army like no other, in which darkness will tremble. An army ordained and adorned with the glories, the powers, the wisdom, the grace of heaven itself. An army that does not break rank, functioning, dwelling, living, moving, the seven spirits of God. An army that can see. An army that can know. An army that understands who they are as sons, heirs of the kingdom. It will not be a church army, saith the Lord. It will be an army of joint heirs. Even the church systems will be shaken, saith the Lord. The religious systems will shake at the appearance of my heirs, ordained and adorned with my seven spirits. You are forerunners, saith the Lord. For you have been given the capacity to see these things before they come. And you will also serve from my table. For I will spread the table of wisdom. I will bring it down into humanity. You will serve from this great table. You will serve of its inheritances. You will serve its meat. You will serve its wine. You will serve its power to the world. You will serve its wisdom, its graces, and its great wealth. You'll distribute wealth from my table. I will put it in your hands to do so, saith the Lord. Humanity will come to this table greater than your mind can presently conceive, saith the Lord. I hath not seen, nor ear has heard, what I have prepared for this generation. I've given you a glimpse, saith the Lord. But you can no wise see the fullness of it till that day arrives, by which you are now in season. I will catch you up to sit at this table. You'll understand its greatness. You'll understand its power. You'll understand how far above it is from the world. You've understood your position. But now you must understand my table. My table of power. My table of wealth. My table of wisdom. Generational wealth. My table of omniscience. My table of strength. My table of honor. It's far above the world. My table of glory. Manifested glory will be among men again. My table of blessings. More than you could know. From this table, you will decree a thing, and it will come forth. From this table, you will be given authority to serve it, to release it, to give it. It is a table that will never wane. It's a table that will never, the wine will never run dry. The meat will never run out. It will not perish. It's fresh. It's prepared daily of my Father. You'll be caught up to this table in these coming days. You will partake of it yourselves. And you will serve it to the world. Know who you are now. For the heirs of my Father sit at this table. Is the heirs that have reached in to the realms of heaven itself. For wisdom sitteth at the top of every mountain. She sitteth the top of every high place. You will minister from top down, not bottom up. In the foundation, you are ministering from bottom up. In the final tabernacle, the final temple, you'll minister top down, saith the Lord. It will be built from the top down. You will be above only. You will not be beneath. All that eat from this table will rise to the top of every mountain. All that partake of this table, you'll minister, operate, function from the top. Understand my table. Know it is for you. It has already been prepared. Grace, it's its foundations. It is freely given to those who can see it. And all must see it in this hour. You will be given power to let men see. You will hand them fruit from this table, and suddenly they will see. They will eat the fruit. The meat that will cause their eyes to see. The incurable blindness of the religious spirit will be cured. Those that are veiled in religion will suddenly see. In Taramosa, I have fruit on this table that can cure even the blind in heart. which is a greater blindness, saith the Lord, than the blindness of an eye. When the heart has been blinded, it takes a greater fruit. It takes a higher level to cure that blindness. And I will lay that fruit upon the table, and you will serve it to the blind in heart, and suddenly they will awaken to who they are. Suddenly they'll see, having been in church all their life, yet they could not see. The lamp will be in the midst of the table, giving light to all. It is the centerpiece of the table, saith the Lord. All that come will see. This is your joy. This is your inheritance. Not just to partake, but to serve it is a greater inheritance, saith the Lord. To serve it is a much greater inheritance. It's a much greater joy. A joy only known to those who make it there. A joy to give heaven to earth. A joy that only those who make it understand. You, saith the Lord, will understand. It'll be the joy of your life to give it away. To give it all away, and to find it all there again the next day, and to give it all away and find it all there again the next day. A table that will never be empty, saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Oh, man. Thank you for what you said to us, Lord. Thank you for what you've given us. Thank you for what is ours. We receive it. Everyone put your hand on your heart. Say, we receive this. We lay hold. Amazing how these revelations interweave back into Proverbs 7, 8, and 9. 3, 4, 5, and 6. We were in Revelation 8 and 9 mostly. Those are living chapters. It's not just words, it's a living place. That's a living chapter. Those words are living. That's a living place. That's a living realm. I just hear the Lord telling us that's where you are. You've come to my table. And you must sit and eat. First, partake, and its fruit will come upon your limbs. Its fruit will be made evidence. Then you'll serve it. It's going to bring it down out of heaven, the whole thing. Chucky's going to bring the whole thing down. He's going to bring all that table down. The anointing of Solomon will be upon the kings. The mantle of Solomon will be upon the kings and the priests. It's a greater than Solomon's day because there's a whole bridal company operating in that mantle. You don't have to do this yourself. You won't be able to do it without the seven spirits of God, no more than Solomon could. He didn't even know that day when he was asking for wisdom. He was asking for the seven spirits of God. And the seven eyes came upon him and gave him the ability to see. This is our inheritance. You must understand this is what is about to happen to us. Glory to God. Father, we receive this. What a glorious day. We receive this, Father. It's ours. This table is ours. You've given us a clarion invitation to come and eat from a heavenly table that has heavenly inheritance on it. It has tangible inheritance on it. It'll shift our generations. It'll shift this church. It's going to shift every one of us. Oh, man, Father, this is awesome. It's glorious. It's glorious, Father. It's glorious. It's glorious. Forevermore, it's glorious. It's glorious forevermore. It's glorious. The kings will rule and reign under the seven spirits of God under wisdom. The same way Solomon ruled and reigned. Wisdom is with us. And we are with you now. I've never seen it like this. Not like this. I've seen it, but not like this. Glory to God. Glory to God forever.